gentlemen, brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Just wanted to hear some Van Halen,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah!
Panama!
What is up, everybody?
Dragons and stuff.
It is Thursday.
Thursday.
Big show today.
Big show today.
No, big show. Yeah, the big show.
Is he coming in?
It's a big, big show.
It's a big show.
Yeah, he's coming in.
That's good.
Yep. False.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that stinks.
I know. Originally slated to be here at the big show, but unfortunately he couldn't make it, so instead we've got Doug.
I want to put a picture up, but it's got a Confederate flag in it, so I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
But
I mean, that fits.
It's a good example of idiocy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll put it up and say idiocy all around. That's what I'm going to do.
There you go. I like that. I'm going to the phone lines.
Let's do it.
Static!
Good morning, guys. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Huh.
How's it going, guys?
Dude, it is Thursday.
Yep, you know what that means, guys?
Yes.
It is just one day till the weekend. I seriously need a break, guys.
Whoa, Matthew.
Being a high school student, oh, yeah, you actually anticipate Fridays.
I bet,
oh,
man.
Yes,
lots
you surely
of pressure.
Do, even
lots
though it's
pressure.
A C-Day, except this week we don't have any C-Days because C-day. Of Veterans Day.
The C-Day. So,
yeah, C-Days, for you folks out there don't know what that lingo is, it just means we have all of our classes. A-Days are periods 1, 3, 5, and 7.
Yeah.
How is B-Days that not confusing? Are 2, 4, 5, and 6. We're on the block schedule.
Have you
so
seen
that's what
Common
that is.
Core? That's confusing.
Yeah. Actually, no, it's not, guys. The thing
yes,
about
it is.
The block schedule is that if you
it's
have
confusing.
A say if your math class is your third hour and you get homework,
that's
you
bad.
Have an extra day to do it. And then it's not due till day after tomorrow.
The most confusing thing I've ever heard is you just call math class the good hour.
Yeah.
No, it's not the good hour. My good hour, guys, is actually my seventh hour class. I'm a student aide for the Business Communications and Engineering Academy,
yeah.
Which is our BC Academy office.
Is that what DECA stands for?
BC?
No, it's not PC.
BC.
If you mix those letters around, it spells Becca.
Who's no,
Becca?
No, BCE is the academy you get to be in. If for some reason you get any business classes that are related to that. So, as a matter of fact, I love being in the BCE Academy. You know, we have a lot of great staff. All the other academies are great, but this is the one academy I've been looking forward to getting myself into.
So you have Business Academy today?
Today is a B day, so I actually you're always in the Business Academy.
You're always.
But I am not a student aide today. I don't have that class on B day. Today's a B day, so I have my World History, and I have IPC. I can't remember my fifth. Doesn't matter about that. But
so you have B days and A. You have B days and A days.
Yeah, we have B days and A days.
Do they ever mix them up to where you have like BC days or BA days?
Have you had a BCE day?
No, we haven't had those yet. So, yeah,
those all happened a long time ago.
I know,
sometimes
it's crazy. I mean,
days.
Let me ask you a question there. Steve, when you were in high school, did you guys have the bell schedule or did you guys go to every class?
We went to every class.
Steve-O didn't go to any class, Matthew.
Yeah.
He was a bad student.
Steve-O, you got called out on the air.
No.
Oh, no.
That's not what happened.
Hey, guys, I'm actually on my landline, so I'm calling you from my home phone.
Oh.
Because I was letting my cell phone charge.
Yeah.
Hey, Judy, the bus driver, is just pulling up my street right now, so I'll go ahead and talk to you guys later. But
all
can
right,
I get a song request, please?
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead, guys. I need you guys to do me a favor. Please play, it's called Devastation Reform by Reliant K, Dick K, and that's it. Judy, the bus driver right now,
yeah.
Is listening in on the bus.
She is, we think.
All right, guys, later. God bless and go Hawks.
God
go
bless
Hawks.
And go Hawks.
God bless and go Hawks.
God bless and go Hawks. Matthew from Albuquerque, out!
If you don't hear that in the morning, something's wrong.
It is Thursday. We're one day away from Friday. He was right. That was good math.
It's true.
Yeah.
Math's is good hour, man.
It's going to be a BCAD BA kind of day.
I ain't done no math since 24 BC, man. Dang, dude.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Dang, dude.
Static.
Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello!
Hello?
Hey! It's time for news! Doc,
we're here for you.
What?
I said we're here for you.
Dang, dude.
We're
Dang,
excited.
Dude.
We're excited to be here.
It's November 13th.
What?
It's November 13th, 2014.
Okay, good. Sorry, this looks like a weird frog in my throat.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
My friend over here to my left got sick yesterday, everyone.
I did, man.
I think we've identified the culprit. Spicy mayo.
Chipotle.
You got to be careful.
Well, I think it didn't help that my immunities were just shot.
Immunity!
Because I'm just not feeling well.
You got immunities?
I got immunities.
He got immunities! Today's number of the day is 7,100. Or 7,100.
It's the number of times people have called this year during breaking news. I almost want to.
Somebody calling?
I just want to know. I almost want to know.
Doug, who is that?
What do they want, Doug? Doug, what do they want? Okay.
It's for Doug.
It's for Doug. Never mind.
Okay. This is 7,100
mm-hmm.
calories in a typical Thanksgiving meal.
Whoa!
You're gonna get fat!
Dude, Thanksgiving's gonna be crazy.
I forgot to go sign up for the cranberry sauce yesterday.
Oh, shoot. We have that
I'm still signing up for it. I don't care if 100 other people have signed up for cranberry sauce. I'm signing up for cranberry sauce.
I love cranberry sauce, dude. It's gotta be in the can, though.
Yep.
And then you just like,
it's got to wiggle when it hits
Gosh.
The...
Yes.
And it's got to be kind of bad for you. That's how it is. Anyway, let's move on to breaking news. Handwritten letters belonging to Marilyn Monroe will go on auction next month. It's pretty cool. More than likely, the buyer will be an old person. Not because kids aren't familiar with Marilyn Monroe, but because they're unfamiliar with the concept of a handwritten letter. You guys ever written anything down? Me either. Rumors are circulating that Natalie Morales is planning to leave the Today Show over backstage power struggles.
Ooh. Don't do it, Nat.
She's going to start her own show called Tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to air every day. What do you think?
I don't think I've ever really watched that show.
Yeah, me either.
When
yeah, me either.
Off, If she has a day, that's like what's on in the background.
I like, oh my gosh. Dave just texted me and said, we have a friend from college that's having a tumor removed from behind his eyes.
It's not a tumor.
That's crazy.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's
my
a
bad.
Real tumor.
My bad.
It's okay. We need to call Dave.
We do.
The European Space Agency successfully landed a space probe onto a comet yesterday. The pictures are all over the internet, and it's awesome. Doug, did you see the pictures of that? Awesome.
Is it like Armageddon style?
Yes. They landed. It's not like all crazy jagged looking like space hell. It doesn't look like that. But it kind of looks like the moon, sort of. Here, I'll look them up for you. But that's awesome. We landed on a comet. Pretty soon we're going to be able to teleport to different spacecraft going at warp speed.
How do we not have Don't Want to Miss a Thing?
You know what? I wanted to play that yesterday, and I didn't even look for it because I didn't know how, number one. And number two, I figured it wasn't in there.
Yeah, we don't have it in here.
Comet photos is what I'm Googling right now. I want you guys to know. Look at this. Space in images. That's the surface of a comet.
That's crazy.
It kind of looks like the Armageddon setup. Isn't that nuts? That's so cool that they did it. Now, I read something yesterday on CNN.
That it wasn't real?
No. It was saying that the land, like the anchors that were going to keep it on the comet might not have been working. Like these little things. I can't believe they landed that Joker on a comet.
We landed on the moon!
No way!
We landed landed on the moon! You just scared the crap out of Peter Benson.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Is he okay?
I hope so.
The first of the remodeled Ford F-150 has rolled off the assembly line. It uses aluminum instead of steel to get much better gas mileage. Is Peter okay? Doug, will you check on Peter? Tell him I'm sorry.
No, he's good. He's good.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Peter. Woo.
Gosh. That probably did scare him. I apologize, Peter. He's not listening. He doesn't listen to our morning show.
He definitely does not.
Gosh. The U.S. and China announced a landmark agreement to cut air pollution.
Hello.
What? Researchers say that they have perfected a liquid coating that, if used inside bottles, could help you easily get out all the remaining toothpaste or ketchup. This is science.
Wow.
This is the future.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is it going to taste different?
I'll do it for the toothpaste alone.
Man.
Yeah. That is the most frustrating thing sometimes.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I know there's still some in here. Why isn't it coming out?
You have to get like another toothbrush.
Yeah, and like roll it. Yeah.
Flatten it!
It's too much.
Yeah.
The voice that employees at Marshall's store in Colorado kept hearing was that of a would-be burglar trapped between the building's exterior and interior wall.
Hey, guys. Hey, are you? Is anybody? This is such a bad idea. I'm an idiot. Can you guys? Oh no, I gotta pee. Oh gosh.
I wish there was like an accomplice.
Idiot! We need to go someplace good. We're at Marshall's.
They have great deals around Black Friday.
No,
Marshall's. We could get into the stock room before anybody could get everything out.
H&M finally open, and we're stuck at Marshall's.
You shut up. They have home goods here. They have goods for the home and for furniture.
I don't want any home goods. I just wanted a hoodie. It's cold.
I saw a really nice lamp.
I love lamp.
Do they have lamps at H&M?
That's true. You know, hey man, I'm sorry. Let's hug it out.
No.
I can't.
Are you touching me?
Is that you? I'm not touching anything, man. I'm stuck in between these walls. What is that?
It's a rat!
And scene.
One of the more lucrative items that traders are smuggling to ISIS fighters is truckload after truckload of Red Bull.
Yes. Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
They hate Western culture and they're smuggling Red Bull.
That's good.
Idiots. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Tell Peter I'm sorry, Doug.
Sorry, we scared you.
Peter, I'm sorry. I yelled. I apologize.
He was just so excited.
I'm sorry.
Finally landed on the moon.
I apologize. Oh, I saw this yesterday, and we need to talk about it. Two window washers were rescued outside the newly opened One World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan yesterday. The workers were safely strapped while inside a scaffold. A cable snapped at about 1 p.m. and left the two window washers dangling from the 69th floor.
Which
is over 1,000 feet above the ground.
Oh, my gosh!
At some point, the scaffold was hanging almost vertically.
God.
New York's fire department tweeted a photo from inside One World Trade Center showing the view they have of the two window washers while they were coming up with a way of reaching them. Making matters difficult was the fact that this particular building has no ledges, which is why firefighters cut a window pane to reach the workers. The men had 5 and 14 years of experience cleaning windows prior to Wednesday's incident. The workers were on their way to the top of One World Trade Center when one of the motorized cables supporting their scaffold snapped or came loose. Man, that's when you want Spider-Man for real.
I was going to say, thankfully, the Flash was able to run up the side. Have you seen this week's Flash?
No, is it good?
Okay, yeah.
I watched S.H.I.E.L.D.
That literally
happened.
Did
you watch S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
S.H.I.E.L.D. was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
It got freaky.
Yeah.
Ooh!
Yeah, it was good.
I loved it. It was awesome.
Did you see Arrow?
No.
I saw too many TV shows yesterday. We saw three TV shows.
Wow.
We saw Arrow, S.H.I.E.L.D., and the Flash. But that happens in the episode of Flash. The dude's, like, hanging from a scaffolding.
Dude, look, seriously, look at these pictures. Hang on.
But, like, the science behind it's, like, can you run up the side of a building?
Ooh. Scaffolding, One World Trade
Center. I don't know if I can see that, man.
No, it's pretty nuts. You're gonna love it. Look at that. Holy cow. Look at, they cut a hole in the window there, and that's how they got him out. But look.
Nope.
Look. Look at that.
No.
Whoa.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh. Doug, have you seen the pictures of that?
Nope. Sorry, guys.
Look at this guy laughing.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Look, he's tweeting at the crime scene, LOL.
I got the tingles and jingles in my toes. Guys, I think I'm going to faint. I'm not good with heights. That is...
I'm gonna make this the background on the computer.
You could not pay me enough to be a window washer.
Yeah, you could do this.
At the One World Trade Center thing.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
I have an alarm going off right now.
That's good. Wake up.
Well, I need to wake up, y'all.
Fit. Okay, let's see if it worked. Boom.
Oh, no. Gosh,
man,
dude.
That's great.
That is terrifying.
That's good stuff. A Connecticut company has created an Ebola nurse action figure with a striking resemblance to the main nurse who gained national attention when she refused to be quarantined.
Okay.
Hero Builders insist the doll, which is named Case E, was not modeled after Casey...
Oh, come on.
Who returned from West Africa where she was treating Ebola patients and became embattled in a controversy over whether or not she should be quarantined for 21 days. What do you think? I think it's named after her.
I think it's Casey.
And it looks like her.
Come on. I mean, come on.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
When she returned to the United States, health officials in New Jersey said she had a temperature and she was put in a quarantine tent. When Hickox texted negative for Ebola, she returned to Fort Kent, Maine, where her boyfriend lives. The state of Maine wanted her to remain quarantined in her home for 21 days. However, a Maine judge rejected the quarantine but said she must submit to monitoring by the Maine Center for Disease Control. The monitoring ended on Tuesday when the 21-day incubation period was up. Hero Builders is advertising the Case E Ebola nurse action figure for $30 on its website.
Does anybody really buy stuff like that?
I know I do, man.
Well, Toys R Us was selling those freaking Breaking Bad dolls, and we saw how big that got.
That's true.
But
that's like a TV show that you love. How many people are, like, rooting for Casey the Nurse?
Well, I know I was.
I don't know. My non-action figure's gonna sell.
Old Navy charges more for women's plus-size clothes, plus-sized clothes than standard sizes, but doesn't charge plus-size men more. A practice that has one customer crying foul. A practice that has this customer saying, booyah.
No, literally crying foul. Chicken! I need chicken!
I need another chicken! I need to eat again!
Like the whole thing! Just give it to me. Don't even cook it.
Renee Posey started a change.org petition after she noticed plus size jeans at Old Navy cost $12 to $15 more than smaller sizes for women, even though all men's sizes cost the same. Posey doesn't have a problem paying extra as a plus size woman because, as she said, more fabric will require it equals higher cost of manufacture. She gets it. But selling jeans to larger size men at the same cost as they sell to smaller men not only negates the cost of manufacture argument of the manufacturer argument, but indicates that Old Navy is participating in both sexism and sizeism directed only at women.
Sizeism.
Hey, there's ageism.
Really, yeah, that's true. Okay.
She also calls out Old Navy, which is owned by Gap. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. For putting its women's plus clothes on a different web page, despite the fact that all men's clothes plus and standard are on the same page. Well, somebody's feelings got hurt.
I guess so.
That's what happened. Hackers attacked the U.S. weather system in October, causing a disruption in satellite feeds and several pivotal websites. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or the NOAA, or the NOAA, said that four of its websites were hacked in recent weeks. To block the attackers, government officials were forced to shut down some of its services. This explains why satellite data was mysteriously cut off in October, as well as why the National Ice Center website and others were down for more than a week. During that time, federal officials merely stated a need for unscheduled maintenance. An NOAA spokesman insisted the aftermath of the attack did not prevent us from delivering forecasts to the public. This answers so many questions for me, because I know I was trying to get on the National Ice Center website that whole week. I was like, well, how am I supposed to know about ice? Where does it come from? Where does it go? What's it made of?
God.
How am I... What... Praise you in the storm.
Oh.
This is interesting. Got a constipated kid.
No.
No? That's good.
Yeah.
Because it might be the way you're raising them.
Whoa!
A study out of the Netherlands found child rearing practices and attitudes could be contributing factors when kids have chronic constipation issues. For example, kids with low or high autonomy had about half the bowel movement frequency of kids with average autonomy. So don't be a controlling parent, and don't be too easy a parent, or your kid could be bottled up.
That's weird.
It is weird. And awesome. You can affect the bowel movements of your children. This gives me great, great, great ammunition in the war against the child I'm going to have.
I feel regular, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Especially after yesterday.
I've been thinking about, like, shaving a little mustache-y thingy for the Casa Ball. What do you guys think? Like a thin, like Howard Stark mustache.
Okay.
Because it's like the 40s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like a little bitty, like, I don't mean like a shortened mustache. I mean like, oh, right.
Like a pencil thin, I can like an Adolf Hitler type thing.
No, that, well, that's
is what, that what you're going for?
That's what he said, because it's the 40s.
That's what he said.
No, I meant like, it's like, never mind. You're right. Okay, bad idea.
No, do it, man. Do it. Oh, Doug, we're almost there. Terrible students in Orange County, Florida have reason to celebrate. School board has announced... Hey, play Celebrate. Do we have Celebrate Good Times? Come on.
Of course we do. Of course we do. Where is it?
I'm about to give you guys something to celebrate. All you dumb kids in Florida, check this out. What's up now? Oh, yeah. The school board has announced that it's eliminating grades that fall below a 50.
What?
Yahoo! That's right. Officials say this will help students pass. Okay. Who might otherwise give up and even drop out? Students might still get an F, which is now from a 50 to a 59. But they hope this shift will do wonders for the self-esteem and motivation of those at-risk students.
So be like, man, I got it half right. Oh.
Administrators also note that this new system won't apply to individual assignments. Teachers can still give kids a 0 for bad work. They just can't give them below a 50 for a final semester grade.
That doesn't... Okay. Gosh.
There's a party going on around here. No more 50s.
That makes no sense.
For the rest
sense.
Of the year. Booyah.
Makes no sense.
Yes, it does.
Makes no sense.
It does make no sense.
Florida, go home.
Go home, Florida.
You're drunk.
You're drunk. Also, uneducated.
Yeah.
Police say a 68-year-old Utah man was taken into custody after he threatened his teenage daughter with a loaded rifle after accusing her of cheating in a game of Battleship.
Are you serious?
Police suspect he might have been drinking.
Okay. Wow.
There is no thing more important than Battleship. I think Rihanna proved that with her role in the movie.
I never even saw that movie. I forgot they made a movie.
It was terrible. And finally, a 12-year-old in China went on the run November 3rd after getting into trouble for not doing his math homework. He spent a week walking the streets and living off free food samples handed out by the city's supermarkets. It's unclear where he slept at night, but some reports have speculated he slept at night in an IKEA store on one of the furniture retailer's showroom beds. The boy was finally found Sunday afternoon. Police found him at a railway station.
Oh, I thought you were going to say asleep at an IKEA.
The bed fell apart.
We're uncertain where he was sleeping. He was found asleep at an IKEA.
We believe he might have been sleeping at this IKEA.
Gosh.
That's your breaking news.
Let's
take a look at traffic. Nothing. Not a dadgum thing.
Roads were clear this morning.
Yeah, it was nice. It was really nice. Guys, if you're looking for better traffic, just drive at like 5:30 in the morning.
I think it's because it's really, really cold and nobody wants to get out of bed.
Yeah, I know that is true for me.
It is quite cold right now. Let's see what we got going on right now. Weather bug. Tells me that it is a nice 22 degrees outside right now.
It's a brisk.
High of 46 today.
Gosh. I brought the leather
of
jacket.
46.
I brought the cowhide today.
Oh, you're so much smarter.
You see that
than
thing
me.
In there? That thing is warmer than everything.
Yeah.
That thing is warmer than a bottle of whiskey on a cold December night.
Tomorrow's supposed to be warmer. Oh, wait, it's snowing. Will you turn off that alarm? Who are you?
I think I set it an hour late.
Oh, man. That's your look at traffic and weather.
Yeah, because now it's time to hang out with our boy. Our boy, Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. I love
Good
science.
Good morning.
Do you love science?
Nope, I hate it. I don't believe in it. It's stupid.
So science was your good hour?
Basketball was my good hour.
Yeah.
Sports.
Athletics.
This
Am
guy.
I right?
Yeah.
You're right.
Today, November 13th, 2014, day 317. There are 48 days remaining. First up this morning.
Ron Howard.
Nope. He is the creator of Happy Days and The Odd Couple, and he directed Nothing in Common, Dear God, Pretty Woman, Frankie and Johnny, Runaway Bride, Georgia Rules, Valentine's Day, New Year's Eve, and Beaches, and he's been in a ton of movies, including Orange County.
Oh!
He played the older guy who came in. Him and his wife came in the house to meet with them.
Carl Reiner.
No.
Rob Reiner.
No.
The old guy.
Gary Marshall.
Right. Yes.
Okay, I didn't know it.
Yeah, Gary Marshall.
I thought it might have been
if
spelling.
If you saw him, you know him. You know Gary Marshall. Man,
okay.
He's 80.
He is 86.
He is 80 years old today.
Oh, you did it!
You did it.
I did it, man. It's because I knew who he was. Watch.
Matt Groening.
He's probably not best known for being in The Simpsons, playing Fat Tony.
Oh, man. Gosh.
Think of a quarterback.
Yes, Joe Montana.
Yes.
Yes.
Joe Montana.
He was in Three Amigos. Yes.
Joe Montana. 52.
Boom. 56.
He is 67 years old.
Oh. Doug, NBC's going to air a One Direction holiday TV special. Let's DVR it and watch it together.
Goodness. Now everything's better.
Amen.
Next up. He is known for long-running television roles as Detective Mike Logan on Law & Order and Law & Order Criminal Intent as Mr.
Greg?
Big on Sex and the City.
Oh, man. Okay, I know who you're talking
wait,
about.
Wait, is he also in The Good Wife?
Yes,
he is.
Yes. Okay.
He's the president.
The husband.
Or, yeah, the husband. The husband.
Or well, he's like a senator or
whatever
something.
Whatever he is. Yeah. It's that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. He's a really good actor.
He should be in a Marvel film.
Who could he be in a Marvel film?
Did you see Joaquin Phoenix's comments?
No.
We got to read them in a minute.
Okay.
He kind of addresses Doctor Strange, but not really. He says, I can't talk about it, but there were talks. And then he goes on to say that there's one movie that he regrets not being, like, he was like, I have one movie that I regret not taking the role. And he says, he's like, I'm not going to say what it is or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then later he goes, Iron Man was fantastic. I loved that movie. So a lot of people are speculating that he could have been up for Tony Stark.
Oh, man.
Because he says the guy that got the role was born to play that
role
and defines it.
Yeah.
I think there's no questions with Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. was our guy, Doug.
We wouldn't have the Marvel Universe that we currently have without Robert Downey Jr.
I haven't seen a single one of those movies.
Oh, my God!
Iron Man.
You have betrayed us! Get out of here, Judas! Kiss! Get out!
I've never seen one of those movies. I've only seen The Dark Knight.
Oh, my gosh! Are you being snarky with me right now?
Because
you know I hate those movies?
No, I've only seen the one Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah.
That's
you
the
didn't
one.
Even see the
That's
Dark
the
Knight
one.
Or Batman Begins.
Nope.
Doug.
Oh my god.
Why
gosh.
Didn't you tell us sooner?
Well, yeah,
we've been
we
talking about all this
you.
Crap all the time. We
just,
talk about it in front
I
of
just
you.
I sit here and shake my head, and go,
like
yep.
you understand.
Oh man.
I feel like a bad friend. We don't know our friends.
By the way, the guy
them.
On The Good Wife plays the governor. Thanks,
the governor.
Chrissy.
The governor. Okay.
He's the governor. 56.
He's 59.
He is 60 years old.
Whoa, he looks good, man.
Doug, we've got to have a clinic for you.
He is 60.
We need to get Marvel Phase 1 Blu-ray thing.
Is it Neil Diamond's birthday?
No, but in a movie called Saving Silverman, he played in Diamonds
Jason
in the Rough.
Biggs.
Nope.
No, Steve Zahn.
Yes,
Steve Zahn. That's the voice you were doing yesterday.
I've got a pig over in the livestock pavilion. I'm going to win that blue ribbon. There's a man in a really nice camper with a... We're signing. Everybody's signing.
You're signing.
We're all signing it.
Oh, man. Yes!
I'm so happy!
Man, what happened to him? He was so funny.
He's in something right now. Is he in a TV show or something right now?
He's on a BBC show.
Oh, okay.
He's still doing stuff.
Gosh.
Saving
Silverman. That dude's hilarious.
They were in a Neil Diamond cover band.
Oh, I saw it.
Diamonds in the Rough.
Oh, yeah.
So great. So great.
I remember. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Steve Zahn is 45.
He's 44.
He is 47 years old.
Ah!
Man.
Next up, an American comedian, actress, singer, songwriter, political activist, author, and talk show host.
Ellen.
Nope.
Oprah.
She was, her breakthrough comedian. Role was in the film The Deep South.
Whoopi.
The Color Purple. Yes.
Whoopi Girl Goldberg.
Whoopi
Gerber. Whoopi Gerber.
She was not in Dirty Dancing, but she was in Ghost, so I just played the Dirty Dancing song.
That's right.
You couldn't have played Unchained Melody.
You couldn't play
something
like Sister
the
Act.
Most famous song from Ghost.
I could have. I wanted to hear this song.
Oh, my gosh, Doug.
Do you remember?
Seen Iron Man, wants to listen to Dirty Dancing music.
Yep.
Doug, I support you in this Dirty Dancing thing.
Thank you.
I know you got to make money for Shannon and the baby.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you understand.
I get
Whoopi
you.
Is...
The struggle's real.
62.
66.
59 years old today.
That's right, guys. Funnier than her opinions, she used to be a comedian.
Zach Braff.
Nope.
The
other
Sarah
guy.
Chalk.
Nope.
I'm no Superman.
Donald Faison.
Nope.
Oh.
Janitor.
Janitor.
Oh, dang it. I don't know his name. He's
funny.
Neil Flynn.
He's also in that new show. What is his show that he's in now? The Middle?
The Middle.
Yeah, I've never seen it. But he was fantastic. Gosh, I love Scrubs.
I wish we had a janitor like that around here.
I'm sure we do. I could sit at home and watch Scrubs all day. Dr. Cox was my favorite. That dude was hilarious. Gosh! Scrubs.
Guys, I wore a sweater today.
Oh, my. I brought my jacket. I'm wearing a flannel.
I'm no Superman.
It is 22 degrees outside right now, guys. 22.
I have 40 in this ABQ. That's crazy.
Insane.
It's also really cold in Nashville. I was talking to Nuke yesterday. He says it's real cold in Nashville. Okay. The janitor guy, how old?
50.
55.
54 years old.
I don't get anything right.
You're right there. What Modern the? Family, Ed O'Neill.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Man, I should have known this. I saw something like yesterday, and it said today was his birthday.
46.
42.
47 years old.
Hey, oh, my gosh.
You were right there, man.
Hey, man, you were right there.
This says it's going to be high at 53, and this is Weather Channel.
Weather Channel's a lie.
I don't trust your bug.
I don't care, Weather Bug. Weatherbug's local.
Weatherbug is stupid.
This is like the national chain.
Weatherbug is stupid.
Weather Channel's like the national chain. It's like, yeah, guys, no, it's totally this. Yeah. This Weatherbug is local.
And the final birthday, a Scottish actor who appeared on film, stage, and television. He is best known for his role in the movie 300.
Is it Gerard Butler's birthday?
Yes, it is.
Yeah!
I love Gerard Butler's romantic comedy roles.
Like The Ugly Truth?
I love them.
Wait.
Keep going.
Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
Why do you know what?
Because I'm married to somebody who happens to love Gerard Butler.
I bet that's it. Because somebody else did it.
Yeah, I know. Chrissy. It's all Chrissy. That's how they get you guys. That's how they get guys to romantic comedies. They put him in a movie like 300 or Reign of Fire, and you're like, this is the baddest dude in the world. And then they do six romantic comedies in a row, and your wife goes, yeah, but Gerard Butler's in it. And you're like, yeah, Gerard Butler, he's pretty awesome, man. I'll see it. It's Gerard Butler.
I don't think it happens like that.
No, it does,
no,
guys.
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, that's how it happens.
No, no it don't. No, it
Gerard
don't.
Gerard Butler,
no,
he's awesome.
Go. Gerard Butler today is 50. No, he's 46.
44.
He is 45 years old.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
The number one song today?
What is it?
Yes! Wham! I love you, George Michael!
We're going out on this song, right?
And the other guy!
Yeah. That's right.
And Wham! I do the Jeterbug, man!
We had a keyboard at my meemaw's house. She had a Casio keyboard, and this was the demo song.
No way!
So we would hit demo, and me and my sister would start dancing. And I questioned a lot of things. Still do. But anyway, it was a lot of fun.
Last night... That is awesome! Mother should have been with you instead! Wake me up before you go, go! Leave me hanging on like a yo yo! Wake me up before you go, go!
Okay, I'm gonna get this right.
Listen when I hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go! Cause I'm not planning on going solo! Wake me
which
up
is funny
before you go,
because then George
go.
Michael had a much take more successful career solo.
Night.
I'm just saying. You gonna hit this high note? I'm gonna hit it.
I wanna hit that high. Jug, jug.
1986.
Why is this one of our intros?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. This should be our Friday intro when Sam comes in. Swim, Sam, Friday.
You look so cool.
Yeah, we gotta.
Oh
get
my
song.
Gosh, karaoke,
Sam, Wham, Wham.
This
Sam.
Is my one.
Yeah, why have you ever done this?
Right.
Wake me up,
you know.
Before you go, go, leave me hanging on like
I'm
a yo-yo.
I'm writing this down for karaoke for you.
Before you go,
I have a
go.
Note, and when I this hear cool songs, I go, oh yes, high. This.
Wake me up before you go, go.
Get it right.
I tried. I
what
said 87. What did I say?
I don't know. Whatever you said.
1981.
1984.
Ah!
Today is World Kindness Day.
I want to hear that.
1984.
Yeah, yeah, hey, gasoline fight?
Yeah. This song was number one 30 years ago today.
Booyah!
30 years ago today. Wham!
Woo. Hey, we'll go dancing tomorrow night, man. Don't worry
amazing.
About it.
Amazing.
Don't worry about it.
All right. Oh, my gosh. We got to take a quick break. It's Thursday. We'll get the question of the day up, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hang out with us. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Question of the day. Which one is grosser, burps or farts? Tell me.
Farts.
Yes. I think that's the right
They're
answer.
Nostril accosters, man.
Nostril accosters. They're Nacosters.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at traffic. Maybe you're out there driving. Maybe you're not. Either way, you're going to find out what's going on the roads in the Albuquerque area right now. We have construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That roadway is reduced to 2 lanes. I wish they would just get done with that so I could quit reading it. There's a lot of construction way over on the west side, too, where like Irving and Universe and Paradise and just tons of stuff over there. Be careful. Also, I-25 in Paseo, a lot of lane shifting going around and single line traffic, alternate directions, all that due to the construction there. Did you see the bridge has little balloons on it? Like little designs, hot air balloons?
What?
The bridge at Paseo.
Really?
When you pull up to it, look at it. It's got like designs on it.
Huh.
Hot air balloons. Pretty neato.
Learn something there, man.
Everything else looks like it's going pretty smooth. If you see something and we don't talk about it, feel free to call in and tell us. Give us some correction, some rebuking. We love you. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Water slide?
Yeah.
Napoleon. One Napoleon Bonaparte. That dude has an affinity for water slides. you've ever seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Also, is Ziggy Piggy.
Boom.
That dude can eat all of the ice cream. He did. His famous hat is up for auction. The little black thing. And
how do we even still have that?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Because of the movie. They had to bring him back for the movie. Do you remember it?
Yeah, I didn't finish it, remember? I saw it when I was a kid. I tried to watch it recently on tour and couldn't get through it. You know this.
Gosh.
We talked about it because I was like, I'm sorry, I couldn't get through your favorite movie.
But technically my favorite movie is still Return of the Jedi.
Your favorite movie is The Dark Knight Rises.
Ugh.
That's your favorite movie. How is that your favorite movie? Why do you love it so much?
I need to actually write out my top 10 favorite movies because I feel like there's about 30 movies on my top 10.
Hey, maybe that should be our question of the day. What are your top 10 favorite movies?
But you'd actually have to write them out because last night I quoted one and nobody could get the quote and I was very angry.
I had the quote. I was shocked that nobody knew who Flipper the Dolphin was.
Right.
That made me
upset.
Who's
coming with me? And Doug right away said, Jerry Maguire. But that's because me and Doug have this love for
you
Jerry
said
Maguire.
Tom Cruise, and then I saw, but I just didn't send it. I sent it later.
So Tom Cruise?
Mm-hmm. I knew who it was.
Renee
and
Zellweger?
Doug, how come you didn't text the group?
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Your top secret Android
phone. It's
because
it's an Android. It doesn't work. Stupid Android phone.
We have a group text.
Man, we were supposed to talk about Napoleon, and then we got off on a Bill and Ted tangent, and then it went to Star Wars in top 10
movies. Because nobody cares about Napoleon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know that his hat is up for auction?
You said that.
Black felt little weathered thingy.
Yeah.
No one's actually worn the hat since Napoleon's cavalry veterinarian, who apparently received it from the leader as a gift. Auctioneers estimating it to fetch $600,000.
Chump change.
$600,000.
When you're on a radio salary, you know, man, I can go around buying felt hats for $600,000 anytime I want to. What's that over there? A rogue planet? I will own it. Tell it I hate it.
Man.
I don't want it. That's what I'm saying. My boy Matt Hanum has texted me. He says, only real men's favorite movie is Star Wars.
Yeah.
Steve-O's is Return of the Jedi.
It really is. Because I think, here's the conversation.
That's my favorite Star Wars
movie. Here's the conversation. Because everybody goes, dude, Empire. And I go, I recognize that Empire is the most important film in the series, but my personal favorite will always be Return of the Jedi. It's where Luke finally becomes Luke, man.
It's because you've got nostalgia attached.
I really do.
And I've got nostalgia attached to Jurassic Park. Nothing will eclipse that movie for me.
Yeah.
Even if Jurassic World came out and was a better movie, Jurassic Park would still be my favorite.
I'm old enough to remember seeing Empire at the theater, though.
Yeah, not me. Yeah. I remember seeing Back to the Future Part 3 at the theater.
Ooh.
My dad took us that. He took us to that movie, and we got locked out of the house. It
I
was
remember
great.
Seeing the trailer for 3 at the end of 2 at
yes,
the movie theater.
Yes, me too! And then at the end of 3, it was like nothing, and everybody went, aww.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe I remember seeing 2 then, because I remember seeing the trailer.
And it was like, to be concluded. And it was like, ah!
Yeah. And my dad was like, yes! Because he got like excited in the
we
theater.
We lost
He's
our
like,
minds.
Yeah!
505-338-3700, the phone number. We were supposed to talk about Napoleon, but you know what? Even better that you mentioned Bill and Ted.
Oh, Matt says Empire is best. How dare you?
Empire is the most important. I get it. Empire is the most important. I get it.
Y'all are in a fight.
Yeah, we can fight it out later.
He's a cop.
Whatever. Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase him, bro. Don't tase him.
Jedi will always be my favorite.
I don't think that's what I meant. Lightsabers him. Jedi will be your favorite. Why?
Well, because it's when Luke comes. Like,
you love the
Jedi.
Ewoks.
I love from the very word go, man. That movie's awesome.
Hey, when that
it's got Jabba the Hutt.
Spoiler
Are you kidding
alert.
Me?
Spoiler alert! When that Ewok dies, and his little
oh,
friend
man,
comforts
he goes
him.
To
gosh.
That's what I'm telling you. The battle on the forest moon of Endor.
Forest moon.
Not actually Endor. The forest moon.
And the
Endor.
Speeders, the forest
okay.
speeders?
Yes. Oh, dude, speeder bike. If I was like that nerdy and had stupid amounts of money, and I was like, I'm going to buy a costume. I would want the speeder bike scout guy.
Gosh, that would be cool. That would be cool.
I know. I'm just saying. So there from the very beginning, you've got Tatooine and you've got Jabba the Hutt. You've got that whole thing crazy. And then Luke Skywalker's like, sup? And he was like, nah, man. And he throws them all in prison. It's like, Rancor fight! And then he's like, let's go out here. And then it's like, you're going to be thrown in the Sarlacc pit. And it's like, we're going to kill Boba Fett. And then they totally take out the big old thing. And then it's like, hey, I'll see you guys later. I got to go watch Yoda die, right?
Yeah.
Oh, another Skywalker. Oh my God! There's another Skywalker.
Matt texted me. He said, "Where is your station?" Best. Exactly.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus.
I sent him the address already.
I'm telling you, man.
I got you, man.
I get it.
You guys would get along really
Jedi is my favorite. I'm not saying it's the best. I'm saying it's my favorite. There's a difference. Do you guys understand that?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I get that Empire's the most important.
Yeah.
I get that. It's not my favorite.
It's like Jurassic Park. There are better movies in this world.
No.
But it's my favorite.
Okay.
I acknowledge that there are better movies. If you go back and watch Jurassic Park, again, like we talked about, it's like, why isn't Tim helping her get the gun so they can shoot the raptor in the face? It'll fix everything. You know? Or why...
The Emperor, man! And the big battle between his dad and him, and it's like he's gotta face him! If anything, that's where you find out about Darth being Luke's dad. Because he tells him, but nobody believes that. It's
nobody
not until Obi-Wan and Yoda confirm it.
Let's talk about
Jedi.
Let's talk about too how Darth Vader did not age well in that little helmet.
No,
he came out looking like some kind of weird pineapple. He used to look like Hayden Christensen.
And one thing I did hate was the special editions where they took out the original actor and put in like the little hologram Hayden Christensen at the end.
They did?
Yeah, but they kept like.
What?
Alec Guinness as Obi-Wan.
That's
weird.
It's
like, well, why wouldn't you put... Then if you're going, like, younger, why wouldn't you put, like, Ewan McGregor in there
as
Obi-Wan?
When George Lucas sets his mind to ruining something,
he just goes for it.
He makes it happen.
Yeah. 505-338-3700. I have no idea why you would call in at this point, because we just don't even know.
We don't know anything.
We were just talking about Napoleon Bonaparte. I was about to say Dynamite.
Talking about Napoleon Bonaparte, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so is our question of the day, what's your top five favorite movies ever? Doug?
Why not?
Doug, what do you think? Is that a good one?
I feel like that's a good one.
All right.
Yeah.
What are your top five favorite movies ever? And why? And why? Please answer in essay form. Okay, and then I'll say, parentheses... If you're in the state of Florida, you can't fail, literally. You literally can't fail.
Oh, man.
So why not?
Oh, gosh. All right. Got some good stuff.
Booyah. I like to end a lot of sentences with booyah.
Can I talk about something, side note?
Please.
While that's happening and we're getting the lists compiled?
Yes.
You were talking earlier during breaking news about the skyscraper.
Yeah.
About the One World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And the window washers who were like hanging there.
Yeah.
I have got to tell you,
okay.
That could be like my greatest fear in the universe.
That's not your greatest fear.
I hate heights.
That is not your greatest fear.
Dude, over in England, a woman told a TV host as they were asking questions of, what are you afraid of?
Mm.
She has a fear of sunflowers.
Yep.
Making the rounds.
I get it.
We're talking about the big, tall flowers that, you know, you can get... like the seeds from, and then you're like,
I get it.
After revealing her fear, they brought her one out to the audience.
Wait, they brought her a sunflower?
They brought her a sunflower.
That wasn't nice. Doug, that sounds like one of your plans.
People in England are mean.
Yeah, they are. They're like, oh, you're afraid of what? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Hello, it's Helen from Pops, guys.
Hey!
What up?
My brother and I were talking about favorite movies, and, well, I have a couple off the top of my head. Jurassic Park, of course.
Yep.
Star Wars Episode 3.
What? Like Revenge of the Sith?
Revenge of the Sith?
No, I'm screwing with you guys.
Okay.
Gosh, don't mess with me.
I'm like, wow, cool, man. Well.
Okay, and then have you guys ever heard of a movie called Maverick?
Yep. Yes, dude!
Maverick,
Mel Gibson!
Maverick?
Yeah. Jodie Foster, yeah, James Garner.
He was a card-playing wild
that
man.
Yeah, movie.
It's like if you cross Clint Eastwood and Jack Sparrow and give him a gambling problem.
Oh, my gosh. Calvin from Hobbs, you just became 7 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
I just became 7 degrees cooler. Nice.
Who are you talking? Yeah. You just
Maverick.
Lost a degree. Don't
Maverick.
Don't.
That, dude, what? Mel Gibson. I love Mel Gibson. I don't care what anybody says. That dude is awesome.
How could you love him?
I love him. I love him, guys.
Okay, I have to go to class.
Ugh. See ya.
I'm just kidding.
Bye.
505-338-3700.
Don't you ever tell us you have to go to class.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Michelle Schroff from the Aspen Project this Sunday.
Yeah. Oh,
big
yeah.
Big thing going on right here at Calvert Campus. Mitch will be there hanging out. It is pretty cool because it's going to be talking foster care, adoption, respite care, a lot of great things. And Mitch will be there along with her daughter that she's adopting.
That's cool.
So that's really exciting.
She's a rep.
Yeah. So she's not only a static rep, but she's like not only am I the president, but I'm also a client.
Neato.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Thursday, guys.
Yeah, it is.
We don't have a new Theology Thursday for you today.
We don't. We got a lot going on with the computer system. So. Yeah.
Hello?
Static. Hi. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you're on the radio.
I am. That's impressive.
You're impressive.
That is true. I am quite impressive.
Nope.
I'm just enjoying
not.
This wonderful snow in Portales, which is...
Oof.
You got snow?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said
snow. It's really nothing. It's like little pieces on the ground here and there, but...
But that's good.
That's like my heart.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
That's something.
You guys... So I was hearing you guys talk about Star Wars, and there's actually this movie...
Oh, my gosh.
...that is actually one of my favorites. It's called Fanboys. You ever heard of it?
Nope.
No.
It is a group of guys, and there's actually Dan Fogel's in it. And then so is the guy from Goon. I forget what his name is. He's in Superbad, too. Mm. But anyways, one of their friends gets cancer, and then they end up going to Lucas Ranch to steal...
Oh!
I forget what episode
What's
it was.
What's the name of it?
But yeah, it's...
Fanboys.
Oh, it's got Kristen Bell in it, too.
Fanboys.
The chick from Frozen.
It's called Fanboys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Super good movie. If you find it, you need to buy it, because it is wonderful.
I always want it. Okay, yeah, it's got Jay
Baruchel,
Kristen Bell. Yeah, that's the guy. That's Miles.
It's got amazing actors in it, and yet nobody knows of this movie. And it's hilarious, because they're always throwing in, like, some hilarious Star Wars
jokes and stuff. Didn't they, like, partially
film that
here?
Maybe so.
I swear they filmed some of that in here.
Okay, yeah, I want to see that. Maybe it's on
they
Netflix.
Also do they also make fun of Star Trek, so that's a you know that's
there you go.
Even
that's
better.
A plus. Even better. Right on Portales.
They go and rip apart the statue in Iowa or something.
All right,
like
quit
that.
Ruining the movie. I want to watch it.
Spoiler.
Well, I got a good suggestion for you.
All right.
I'll let you guys get back to it.
You're the best.
See ya.
Bye. All right, man. Fanboys.
Fanboys.
They filmed part of that here.
Doug?
You know what else they filmed here?
What?
Did you ever see that terrible movie, Paul?
Yes.
They filmed part of that here, too.
Really?
All the San Diego Comic-Con stuff actually was at the Albuquerque Convention Center.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You love that movie so much.
Ugh.
Why do you love it so much? Do you feel like it just connects with you?
Ugh.
Do you feel like it's something that you wish you could go home and watch right now?
Gosh, Static.
Morning, boys. It's Shambergie.
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 What's
dude,
up?
Where you been?
Dude, I have been pastoring a church.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm driving to Albuquerque listening to you yahoos.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
You're a yahoo.
Yahoo.com.
Yahoo.
Come on.
Yahoo.
Come on. So anyways, I know that like there's a lot of this, you know, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back. Listen, those are great movies, right?
Right.
Oh, something
but it's like
down.
We're on one track here. There's so many other movies out there that nobody has mentioned. So I'm calling in to pipe up and say, what about Goonies?
Ooh.
Bless you.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, what about The Princess Bride?
What about
Dude,
it?
you're speaking my language.
What about Forrest Gump?
No.
No. What about all the Rambo series?
Oh, Rambo, yeah, not Forrest
First
Gump. Rambo.
Blood.
Got it.
What about First Blood?
Come on. I mean, those are movies as a kid that I watched over and over and over.
And it shaped you as a pastor.
The other day I was watching TV and it was on, and I started watching this clip, and all of a sudden, there was a part that there was no talking. It was just the music, and he was getting chased by these guys, and then all of a sudden, I realized I was on a Spanish station. I couldn't understand anything that they were saying.
Oh, come on. Amazing.
That's amazing. Awesome. So give us your top five favorite movies real quick. Go.
Well, I just gave you three of them.
Not okay. in order.
Goonies. Well, not necessarily in order, because they're all good, man.
They're all good. I feel like I have a top 10 list that are, like, in no particular order.
I got a solid top five.
Yeah.
You got movies like Dumb and Dumber.
Oh.
Okay. Which I can't wait for the second one to come out.
I'm with you.
The other one didn't count.
The
other one, no, it did
Dumb
not.
Dumb and Dumber, I never
not
even
at
saw
all.
It.
Yeah.
Never even saw
I
it.
Saw it once, and I don't think I made it all the way through. Because I was like, this
I'm
is
living
stupid.
It right now because my mother in law cut Brody's hair yesterday.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought Jamie did.
He did, and he did a fantastic job.
And then
Brenda Brended it.
She totally Brended it. Like Britta on Community.
He looks like Lloyd. It's terrible.
Why did she do that?
I don't know.
We should call her.
I don't know why she does a
we
lot
should
of
call her and ask her. On
no.
the air.
Nope.
Brenda.
Never.
Steve-O wants to call you.
We were talking earlier about biggest fears. One, that's one of them. So, no thanks. So, Shambergy.
Yo.
So, Goonies.
Have
Dumb
a
and
good
Dumber.
Day, buddy.
All those good ones.
Later, man. Later. See you guys.
Shambergy.
Shambergy. I don't think I've ever talked to
New Beginnings
to that guy.
Fellowship out in Los Alamos.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Man, nobody's commenting on my
Rockin'
Facebook.
And rolling. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Doug!
505-338-3700, of course, the phone number. Coming up, we're going to be talking with the Aspen Project, Project Zoe.
Mm.
More real thoughts and comments and stories.
That's right.
So much.
Cool.
Just so much, guys. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Let's take a look-see at Traffico. There's a stalled vehicle off to the side, I-40 East at the river, or the Bosque Trail. Bosque Trail. The Bosque. Stalled vehicle. I-40 East at the river. It's off to the side. Paseo del Norte, eastbound. Before you get to I-25, it's starting to get pretty stacked up this morning. So if you need to be somewhere quickly, you might want to go a different way. But it looks like typical morning time traffic. Most of the congestion right around the construction at I-25 in Paseo. Westbound Paseo on the eastern side of 25 is stacked as well. Also, we have construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That roadway is reduced to two lanes. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Good morning. We were talking about a few things. Favorite movies, of course.
Yeah.
Always a fun topic.
Sort of.
Talking also fears.
Fears.
Phobias.
What are your greatest fears?
We mentioned these two dudes who were cleaning fears. The windows. Cleaning the windows outside of the World Trade Center. One World Trade Center.
Yeah.
When one of the wires snapped, dangling them there, what, 68 stories?
69 stories. 1,000 feet from the ground.
Gosh. Terrifying.
Man, that's crazy. That is so...
Terrifying.
Terra firma. That's what I'm talking about.
So we're talking fears. Here's another one. Recently, a dude uploaded an interesting video.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Vince Stravix. At least that's his YouTube username.
Okay.
He took a video that he claims was taken at a brand name American hotel.
Ooh, spooky.
He left his laptop and his stuff lying around. You know, you on tour, probably hotels.
I've been to a hotel.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, one recent guest, he vows not to after this viral video.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, while the guest was away, the maid is seen taking a long look at a package he'd received, rifling through his video games, trying to access the laptop that he's recording her on, picking up and playing with his tablet, looking inside his luggage, trying to access his laptop again. And then after all that, she gets around to making the bed, cleaning the room, didn't steal anything.
Just kind of picking through everything.
Yeah, but he had his laptop out, so he ran audio or video, and this chick is just going to town, just taking the rifling through everything.
I've never had anything stolen from me at a hotel, so I don't know. But I don't really. If somebody went through my stuff, I'd be like, "What are you doing?" I don't really care.
That's weird.
It's not gonna keep me from staying at somebody's hotel.
That's weird. You don't care if somebody like goes through your stuff?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I see. I'm weird about stuff like that. 505-338-3700.
Because I know they're not going to find anything interesting.
Right.
They're going to be like, what is this? Well,
again, the maid.
Clothes? Dirty clothes?
Maid isn't seen stealing anything. You can't actually see her typing on the laptop. In 3 days since the video has been published, the video has received over 2 million views. Hundreds of comments. In fact, a lot of them defending the maid.
What?
As just being curious.
Well, that's stupid.
While criticizing YouTube.
I'm saying it wouldn't bother me if somebody did, but it's dumb of people to defend her for doing that. You shouldn't do it.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What would you do if you had, you were recording your laptop maybe, and you see this maid going through your stuff?
I'd probably go say, did you find what you were looking for?
That's so weird to me.
I definitely would confront them and say, hey, I videoed you going through my stuff. You might not want to do that.
Maybe don't take my stuff.
I'm gonna tell your manager, but...
I don't even like the kids using my iPad without like going, hey, can I check, my farm or whatever?
Can I check my farm, Bill?
Can I jump on your iPad?
I got animals around.
Totally cool. Thank you for asking. What is this maid doing with my iPad?
Now, I think I would be more alarmed if they were actually stealing.
Yeah, she didn't steal anything. But, I mean, she could have been rifling through trying to find something worth stealing.
True.
But you don't take a laptop or a tablet because those are so valuable, they'll notice right away.
What would you take? A pair of socks?
The 20 in their socks.
The 20 in the socks. Why do you keep 20s in socks?
Huh, what? I don't know.
Is that a good place to put them? Doug, do you have any 20s in any socks?
My sock drawer is full of them.
Can you just give me one?
It's socks cool, and bonds, man. Guys. That's what my mom told me when I was a kid. Socks and bonds. So all my money's in my sock drawer.
Guys, I want to apologize to Doug.
Uh-oh.
Because earlier, a friend of ours pretty much accused Doug of being a Muslim extremist. Because of the way he looks, because of his beard.
This is real life, actually.
Because of his hat, because of his little beanie he's got on. And I want to go to Doug for comment. I need to know what he thinks.
I think it's the terrorist beard that gives it away.
I want to know how he feels.
Hey, Doug.
It's the second time I've been accused of being...
Are you serious?
Yeah, and both times have happened here at Calvary.
That's an interesting commentary, Doug. Maybe we should explore
it. It really happened this morning. Somebody straight up asked him if he was a...
Now, I like to call this look...
You Muslim?
I like to call this look the Doug Dynasty look.
Oh,
I like that. Doug Dynasty. I'm on with that.
Doug Dynasty look.
I want to be a part of that.
And the beard. Yeah.
It's funny because in this day and age, there's like a heightened sense of alarm. But it just makes no sense to me why somebody would come up to Doug... Say, hey, man, you a terrorist?
That was really interesting this morning.
And kind of veil it as a joke, but they've been wondering that for a while.
It was a half joke.
Yeah. Is this the second time?
Yeah, both times I've been here. If this was some sort of homeland thing where I was like an undercover terrorist, the beard would really be the wrong way of going about.
That's true.
Like, unless you were doing it ironically.
True.
Which, don't do that,
Doug.
True.
Well...
Gosh.
Yeah. I feel like this is raising more questions than answering.
It really
right
is.
Now.
I feel like we're going to have to Taliban this conversation.
Stop
I'm
going to
get waterboarded, aren't I?
Doug, you're not going to get waterboarded.
I'm going to get waterboarded in the
baptism.
That
was so crazy. Sometimes people are just so bold. So is that like the boldest thing anybody's ever done, like approaching you with something like that?
The way it was brought up this morning, yes.
Because
they went from, hey, are you a terrorist?
Right.
Or are you Muslim to... Are you sure you don't have any Middle Eastern in you?
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, yeah.
It just kept, it was like, did you really just accuse him of being like a top secret terrorist?
True story this morning. That's a good question
of
the
day,
too,
man. Kept digging into it.
What's the craziest thing someone's ever approached you with? Because
let's do like four questions of the day.
Let's do it.
Let's just keep, I'll keep posting them. What's your greatest fear?
The whole concept of like, hey, wow, are you pregnant? Speaking of. We're going to have Michelle Schroff in the studio right around the corner.
What?
That actually happened to her, remember?
Yes.
It's funny what people say and do just out of, like, brashness.
You know what? Shannon
talks a lot about at work that people go, are you sure you're not having twins?
Oh, gosh.
And Shana goes, thanks for calling me fat. Thanks, I appreciate it. No, just one kid in there.
Oh, we got to take a quick break. This is such a great topic. 505-338-3700.
We'll come back with more info. We got comments on movies.
Yes.
We'll talk about greatest fears. And being bold.
Boldness.
Boldness.
Like Doug. I mean, I guess you have to be bold when your life's on the line. You're wearing one of them crazy jackets all the time.
Yep.
Like bombs strapped to you. It's crazy. Are you sure you're not
Doug,
terrorist?
I know you're not.
That was really sad, man. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
So it's okay. Cool.
But if you are, remember, he'll jump over the counter.
He will.
There were like veiled threats in the question.
It was really weird.
And it was so funny because it's like, oh, he's kidding. Nah, for real though, man. You got any Middle Eastern descent?
What?
He's not kidding. He's been wondering this for a while.
Oh, man. Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough. We're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man. Bingo.
Static Radio.
This map is lighting up.
Whoa.
It is. We have a stalled vehicle, Osuna Road at Jefferson Street. It happened about 7:50, so not even that long ago. And north of that stalled vehicle is pretty stacked up. All around the construction at I-25 and Paseo, it's a mess right now. So choose an alternate route if you can. Also, we have an accident, Coors Boulevard South, between Ladera Drive and St. Joseph's Drive and I-40. So somewhere over there, there's an accident. Stalled vehicle off to the side, I-40 East at the River Bosque Trail. And it looks like 40 eastbound is pretty stacked up around 8th Street and 12th Street. And then we have road construction. The roadway reduced to 2 lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Party in the USA!
Party, party, party.
Welcome.
Hey, we should put that camera on Michelle Schroff.
That's right.
Michelle Schroff.
She's got her cool glasses today.
Boop. There she is. There it is. Michelle Schroff.
Look at that. You got your own, like, webcam.
Look at that.
Look at that.
That's cool. Special. Schroff cam.
I'm going to stand over here.
There you are.
No, just hold on. Just
wait.
Right there.
Right there. Perfect.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
Hanging out with our girl, Michelle Schroff.
We are.
Excited to have you in studio.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Excited to be exciting.
Now, we got to talk about Sunday.
Yes.
Big old day.
Yes.
Happening this
Huge.
Sunday here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Yes.
About 97,000 ministries coming together.
That's right.
That's good.
Anyone that's imprinting Christ on a child's heart.
Yeah.
And we're kind of taking it off from Orphan Sunday because, you know, there's just such a huge focus on orphan care. And in our community, it's an issue with foster care. But, you know, we have a ton of kids that, you know, listen to Static Radio that are really and truly hearing the word and you know, growing. And that's what we want. That's what we want to see. And we want those folks represented on Sunday. So we're excited.
Mitch is going to be there in like 9 different capacities.
I know.
She's going to be there as a Static Radio lady.
I know.
She's also going to be there as like a mom.
I know. Aspen Project rep.
Yeah.
We're hiring
her. Which is really, really cool. So.
Yeah.
You can't take her.
Well.
Don't take her away.
Her payment
Fine,
will be in
it.
Heaven for helping out an Aspen Project because we don't pay.
Yeah. So, plus, I don't know if you want to hire. It's currently 8:18,
right?
And her schedule says 8:00, but late is the new on time for her.
Oh man!
If you're okay with tardiness,
oh man!
Every day, the only tardy I like is on my fish sticks.
If you're also okay with
tardy
fartiness,
yes.
Because it's Mitch.
So, yeah.
Didn't you hear? There's an accident on Osuna.
Okay. Whoa, guys.
That's like close.
We're not throwing out accusations here, Michelle Schroff.
You never know. Yeah. She could be stuck.
No, she texted me long before 8 o'clock letting me know that. You know, as we talk about this, you know, I'm being funny about
it. She was not feeling well yesterday.
No, it doesn't. I was throwing up sick yesterday.
Oh. Nice. Thanks. I have 10 kids. That doesn't
well, I was just about to say, this Sunday, we're going to be hanging out. And there's some things. You don't think about these.
You're
going to
be there?
Things. No, I'm not going to be
okay.
there. I'm actually guest speaking at a church this Sunday.
Right. So, good excuse. Whatever.
It really is. I am imprinting, it's one of those... I'm imprinting Christ on the life of a church.
Wow.
We hope.
we can hope.
But these practical things, I mean, not being funny, but Mitch really is. I mean, and that's what happens. You get it. You have a new baby, and it's tough, and you got to get the baby up, and you got to get ready. And there's everyday things that we don't think about.
That's
in
right.
That. What about childcare?
Dude,
what about
you walk out the door? There's a blowout. You're it's over.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't
start
wait for
over.
You. I just can't wait.
Oh my
so
goodness!
So it's really a lot of work, and so it's you don't think about little practical things like that.
No.
So let's talk about Sunday. What is going to be happening? What's going on?
We're
going to
have a few guest speakers, some folks that are going to share with y'all what ministries they're running, and you know, and it's not all adoption, not all foster care or respite. A lot of it is mentorship. A lot of it is, and you know what? There's going to be a few groups there that are going to be offering their support for families that have fostered or are in the process of adopting. Just a ton of people that have adopted that want to share their journey with you, you know? And I think that right there is the interesting thing, especially when you're looking at folks that have traveled internationally or, you know, that, you know, total God stories.
Yeah.
We have a few of those, so... It'll be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
And the Hallelujah Island Singers are going to be there.
Mm. Okay. What is that?
They're the kids choir.
Yeah.
And
they were
awesome.
They were on the mentorship.
Yes.
And then, unfortunately, it hit an iceberg. Right?
That's right.
And then the mentorship started sinking.
Sinking, yeah.
And they had to evacuate, and they got stranded on this island.
Mm-hmm.
And all they had was their voice.
That makes sense.
And they started singing. And
then some sea witch came along and said, "You have a beautiful voice. Give it to me." And she put it in a shell.
Uh-huh.
And then she had to go up to the surface.
Right.
And she had to learn how to walk.
Yeah.
And run.
It was crazy.
And dance.
Speak.
And
it was great.
She couldn't speak.
No, her voice was taken. It was in the seashell.
She had to learn sign language.
Yeah.
And she tried to comb her hair with a fork.
Yeah.
And then she met a
friend.
I think
I've heard this story before.
She met a friend, and that friend was... Scuttle. He was a seagull.
Yes.
And he helped her learn.
Yeah.
And then she met a dude.
Which was crazy because the dude, in turn, was on this island for a long time and came across this cave of wonders,
if you will.
And him and his best friend were just monkeying around.
Yep.
And they found this lamp. Rubbed it.
Rubbed the lamp.
Turns out, new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
You got to rub it the right way.
Genie.
Yeah.
Right?
And the genie came out, and he had actually been a professor at Boston College.
That's right.
Where he had met a janitor.
But before that,
so
he was a
smart.
DJ in Vietnam.
This janitor was so smart, he could figure out complex mathematical equations on a chalkboard and answer them.
Right.
And then people saw him do it, and then Ben Affleck came around and said, "Hey, I'm Batman."
Yeah. What was crazy, though, is the janitor, in turn, he was so smart, he became a secret agent.
That's right.
Right. And it was just fantastic.
And he went on to serve in a giant team that polices the world, and we like to call him Team America.
That's right.
I'm Matt Damon.
And from that, the Hallelujah
Island
Choir was birthed.
Beautiful.
That's right.
Wow. It was just from their time on the island, you know, praising.
That's
and
right.
All and all
it's amazing.
Like, while they were stranded on the island.
I know.
We didn't even get into Wilson. The volleyball.
It's going to be a fantastic
soccer
time,
ball.
Guys.
It will. We're going to have a blast.
Was it a soccer ball or a volleyball, Doug?
It was a volleyball.
It was a volleyball.
I never even saw that movie.
You just got served.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's going on Sunday?
Bringing kids home event.
There you go.
It's good. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's called?
Strong.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We have all the information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Gosh. Yep. That's my life.
Wow.
I'm so glad that they didn't have, like, doctors to diagnose you with ADHD when you were a kid, like when I was a kid. Because I would have just been a boring little,
put you in a box.
They would have just medicated me constantly, because I really feel like I would have totally been that guy.
Yeah.
I've learned to live with it without meds.
That's good.
So,
that's a plus.
Hey, what time did you say on Sunday?
1 to 3.
Mm. Okay. Cool.
right here on Calvary's campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. It's happening this Sunday. I want to talk about something.
Yes, let's.
This morning we were on Calvary campus hanging out, and our producer Doug, he is a little scary looking, apparently.
I think he's fantastic.
Second time on this campus. Ooh. Someone has approached him and asked if he's Muslim. Ooh. And it got us thinking about like crazy scenarios where people just say the most outlandish things.
People think we're Mormon.
People think you're Mormon? Yeah. Oh, because you have 10 kids?
Yep.
And they'll just outright go, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's worse, being confronted and asked if you're Mormon or asking if you're pregnant?
I think it's being asked if you're Brad Pitt, which happens to me all of the time. I can't go to the store. I can't go to the post office. I can't walk outside. Yeah. And people goes, excuse me, Brad Pitt, might I have a picture? And I say, for a nominal fee, you can.
Gosh.
It's true.
It is not true.
It's so true.
What's even more awkward is if we're together and they're like, can we get a picture of you? And then I'm like, oh, of him, Brad Pitt? And they're like, yes, and you too, Angelina. And I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Ouch.
Yeah.
See, Doug says you're not Brad Pitt. I'm not Doug. I'm sorry.
No, it's not Brad. His name's Matt. This is Matt.
Brad. Pitt.
Anyways.
Yeah.
What is it with people thinking that they can just
ask
outlandish questions?
Raised
weirdly?
Yeah.
Which brings it all the way back to Sunday.
That's right.
And raising them correctly so as not to say stupid things.
Right. Offensive, hurtful, stupid things.
That's why we're trying to imprint Christ on the life of the child.
That's right.
Bringing kids home.
So that they don't ask women if they're pregnant.
That's right.
When they've gained a few pounds.
That's right.
I'm just kidding.
That's right. Totally.
Don't kill me after.
I think it would be more of a shock if I were.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Amazing.
It is.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. All the real information about the event on Sunday is posted. So if you can't decipher our comedy.
That's right.
You need to get with it if you can't. You need to get with it.
Yeah. If you were so confused about what is actually taking place this Sunday.
And I thought I was going to have to come with 5 of my favorite movies.
You are.
But you guys didn't even ask.
No.
You just asked yourself.
That means you were prepared.
Driving in, I was so prepared. Now I feel like I showed up for a quiz that I'm not even getting quizzed on.
Well, Michelle Schroff.
It was the question of the day.
None are Star Wars.
Let me ask you, what are your top 5 favorite movies?
Wait. Let's guess.
Oh, guessing game.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay.
Romancing the Stone.
Nope.
That was a great movie.
Nope.
The Joan Wilder?
Dirty Dancing.
Nope.
Wow. Okay. Princess Bride.
Maybe.
Eight Mile.
No.
I knew
Come on, Princess Bride should be your top.
Number 6. That's
number 6, really?
6.
Mannequin.
But there's still some romantical elements of that movie. That's still like, so it's got to be that.
You guys would never guess my top 5.
Wait. I know you're crazy in love with Tom Selleck. Mm. So it's got to
No Tom Selleck movie.
Quigley Down Under.
Nope.
Crocodile Dundee.
I did like Quigley Down Under.
Crocodile Dundee.
Nope.
She has an affinity for old dudes.
Nope.
Wait. You're going to get pummeled.
You'll never guess. Hold on.
Give us a hint.
Give us an actor.
What kind of movies do you like?
I normally don't like musicals, but one of my
Sound
absolute
of music.
There.
It's because there's 10 kids.
That's right.
Yep. You modeled your
That's
life
right.
after it. Go ahead.
And growing up, had a huge crush on Captain.
Old guy. See?
I know.
Gosh, Michelle Schwab.
I know.
Christopher Plummer.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give us more hints. We're gonna do this.
Another one is it?
Die
musical?
Hard.
No. Nope.
Another musical?
Yeah.
Les Mis.
No.
Oklahoma.
White Christmas?
White
really?
Christmas, yeah.
You need to talk to Chrissy because her like grandmother's family, yada blah blah blah.
Really? Bing Crosby?
Adopted by the Crosbys. They're the
no.
Crosbys. They're the Crosbys, yeah.
Wow.
Adopted by Bing Crosby's
love
family.
Him.
So
love
not
him.
Only is it your affinity and love for Bing Crosby, but also for adoption.
That's right.
Boom.
And also
okay, that's two. So
Gladiator,
you like old timey movies.
Braveheart.
Wow.
I know.
Gladiator's on Chrissy's and Tombstone is on Chrissy's.
Yeah,
ooh,
Clay
Tombstone.
Loves Tombstone.
Yeah.
It's a good
I've
movie.
Seen it a lot.
Well, yeah,
I've seen it a lot.
They all have mustaches.
This
and they're
is
like,
true.
Oh, yeah.
She's got this weird, like, they got to be, like, old and have mustaches.
It was before Val Kilmer changed.
Ah,
he's
yes.
changed. He's
okay,
changed.
Gladiator, Braveheart, Sound of Music, and White Christmas. I am thoroughly confused.
I
can't
know.
Even it's, get the fifth one. Ferris Bueller's
no.
Day Off. I'm just kidding.
Nope.
What's your fifth?
You'll never guess number five.
Never? Give us a hint.
Give us a hint.
It's an old movie.
It's an old... Is it black and white?
Casablanca.
It's a Wonderful Life. No.
Nope.
Okay, it's an old movie.
An Affair to Remember.
Oh, wow.
An Affair to Remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Have you guys favorite. Seen it?
No.
I can tell you. I love how you guys looked at me like, wow, yeah.
No, isn't that...
It's a great
is
one.
Is that Gene Kelly? Who is in that?
Cary Grant.
Cary Grant.
Yeah.
See?
Come on.
I know that time period because Casablanca is on my list.
Yeah.
That's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Lame.
Lame. That and my other black and white film on the list would be Harvey.
Yeah.
Because I love Jimmy Stewart.
And then his other one is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Whatever. How can we not give it our crap? Gladiator.
I can't even get to
that
level.
That's like.
No, that's a good list.
That's a good list.
See?
Steve O's is a good list, too.
It's all over.
Yeah, it's Star Wars episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's just episode 6.
Jedi.
Return Jedi. Of the Jedi.
Can't even.
It's Raiders of the Lost Ark. As well?
Ooh. Oh, I do like Raiders.
Come on.
Good one. Come on.
Did you know Tom Selleck originally was supposed to
really
play?
Harrison Ford?
It was supposed to play him. Yeah.
Wow.
Tom Selleck.
Wow.
Ooh, I bet he's kicking himself over that one.
Nah.
I know.
Yeah.
He's aged a lot better than Harrison Ford.
Hey, ooh. Man. Hey.
She's the expert. She knows.
On aging?
On aging. Yes.
On aging well.
On aging men.
That's
she's
right.
The expert.
I am.
Gosh, Clay's going to kill you too now.
Nah.
We'll be dead together.
I'm going to live forever.
It'll be like Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey where they died and they went to hell and then they met the Grim Reaper and they had to play Twister with him.
I don't see
totally that. Totally practical. Wow. Totally yes. Plausible in wow. Real life. You guys don't remember that?
Didn't see it.
You didn't see Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
Nope.
They died, and they meet the Grim Reaper, and
then
they like got to try and get to heaven. It's really bad.
I met Keanu Reeves once. I did.
Silence. he's freaking out a little bit.
Really?
This is his freak out face.
Really?
Michelle Schroff, a couple weeks ago, I had a dream.
Oh no!
He did have a dream
about this Keanu Reeves.
Listen, yes, he did. Yes,
this is real life.
This is real. Listen, tell her.
Get him a tissue, I think.
I had a dream 2 weeks ago.
He is crying.
And I ran up to Keanu Reeves.
And?
Ran up to
I said,
to him.
Keanu, you are my all-time favorite actor. I love you so much. Can I please just take a picture with you?
And he said no.
And he said, why are you mocking me? No one ever has told me that. Ever. And I'm like, I'm serious. All-time favorite actor.
You're
I
joking,
love you so
though,
much.
Right? It was a dream, because he's not really your all-time... He really is?
Ba-doom, boom.
And wow. He would not take a picture with me because he thought I was mocking and making fun because so many people make fun of his terrible acting.
And he's your favorite actor?
I love Keanu, bro.
He loves him, bro.
I don't know that I'd say he's my favorite actor.
Okay, I was going to say, wow.
Okay.
Because I thought earlier you said
Point Break
Mel Gibson.
Is on my list, bro.
It is, bro.
Mel Gibson's not my favorite actor. He's just
what?
Awesome.
Excuse
no,
me, bro.
Dude, he's
it's
just
on
a good
his
actor.
The Patriot? Ooh.
Ooh. Never saw it.
What?
I'm just kidding. I saw it once and I was like, oh, cool. Braveheart and Colonial Times.
Heath Ledger is in that. Heath Ledger's in that, too.
Yeah. Too soon.
Okay, listen.
Too soon.
Here's my top five. Number one, Jurassic Park. There is no contest.
You really have a top five?
Yeah.
I want to hear
I've
this.
I've compiled
I'm
it.
Jurassic Park?
You've compiled. Okay.
No particular order.
Okay. Now, number two is the one that always fluctuates. But I believe number two is The Dark Knight.
Mm.
I love that movie.
Okay.
I love it.
No, that's really good.
Number three, Jaws. Love that movie.
I was expecting that to be on there.
Yes. Four, I'm not sure.
I was expecting Back to the Future, to be honest.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's a good one.
I think number four is actually Forrest Gump.
Mm. Oh,
I
love that movie.
I love
we
that movie
We go back and
so
forth
much.
On what's a better movie, Forrest Gump or Princess Bride.
I love Forrest Gump.
I love Princess Bride.
Clay hates Jenny.
I'm with you on Forrest Gump.
She's bad. She's terrible.
It's an inspiring movie.
It's terrible.
Now, number five is the one that I'm really not sure about. Because it's either Spider-Man 2.
No.
Or.
You can't have two comic book movies in
no.
the top five.
Yeah. Or it's three Disney movies at a tie.
Okay.
Aladdin, The Lion King, and.
Little Mermaid.
Oh, no, wait. Aladdin, Lion King, and I know this. I've got to know this.
Robots.
No. Michelle Schroff, I love you.
Shut up. That's not
up.
A Disney movie.
You are throwing me off. Peter Pan.
No.
Robin Hood.
It's Robin Hood, Peter Pan, or The Sword and the Stone.
Ah!
Not
oh,
Lion
Sword
King
and
or
Stone.
Aladdin. Classics.
It is classics.
No Fox and the Hound.
That I've never seen it. So sad.
I've never seen it. But
what?
That's what happens anytime somebody says Fox and the Hound, so I know I don't need to see it because I know one of them eats it. Has no. to. Tell me I'm wrong.
That's it. They don't.
No.
I've never seen it. Now I don't need to because every time that's the first thing that somebody says, oh, it's so sad. So I'm like,
it's
well, obviously
so
one
sad.
Of them dies then. So either the hound's going to die
friends.
To save the fox or the fox is going to die to save the hound.
They're friends.
Whatever.
But see, then coming in at close number six is Dumb and Dumber.
You're joking.
No.
I love that movie.
Ew.
Love it. Love it.
Ew.
What about love Young it. Guns 2?
Nope.
Young Guns 2.
There are no westerns in my top 10.
Young Guns.
Young Guns 2 is awesome!
You're joking.
Gosh!
I'm disappointed.
It's not really on my
You know what's making it, what's made its way into the top 10 for real? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
Straight up.
I still haven't seen it.
I love that movie.
Mm.
It was really good.
This is a good list.
It is
a I'm going to have
list.
To compile a real list now.
But see...
You don't have a list?
I have like a rotating 10. I could tell you off the top of my head, I could spit
okay.
out, and then I'd go, oh, wait, but I forgot
yeah,
about this.
Yeah, see, I'm kind of like that, too.
Godfather Part 2 is on there. Casablanca's
oh,
on there.
Godfather.
Harvey, I believe, would be on there. True Romance would be on there.
True Romance.
Yeah, he made me watch it. It's not a bad movie.
Point
Who's
Break,
it?
Bill
Who's
and
it?
Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Who's in True Romance?
A bunch of people.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Get ready. He's gonna. This
Christian
is
Slater, Dennis Hopper, Patricia Arquette, Christopher Walken, Val Kilmer,
oh my
Brad
goodness.
Pitt.
What?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
There's
hold
a
on,
bunch
hold
of
on.
Folks.
Michael Rapaport, the dude that played Balky from Perfect Strangers, James Gandolfini, Chris Penn, nope. I was going to say Michael Madsen, but it's not.
What's
it's
it
Tom Sizemore. It's.
Oh, my goodness.
How can I forget? Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
I didn't mention Gary Oldman.
Did you say Samuel
Creepy.
L. Jackson?
I didn't say Sam Jackson yet.
What?
Yeah.
He's in it.
What now? Don't anybody see this movie. It's really bad. It's gnarly.
It's kind of crazy.
Okay, what's it about?
It was a movie written by Quentin Tarantino before he was Quentin Tarantino.
Before he was famous.
And so people were like, who is this guy? No, you cannot direct this movie. So it's directed by Tony Scott, who directed Top Gun.
Mm. Hey, what's it about?
Mm-mm.
We'll talk about it often.
Really?
It's kind of it's a Bonnie and Clyde story.
If you would like more information on what's going on this Sunday at Calvary, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yep.
Get there.
There it
check
is.
It out.
And probably
all that good stuff.
The best place to go would be to the Project Zoe
yes.
or Aspen Project Facebook.
Yes.
Right? So we've got them
yes.
linked in our
Booyah.
Post there.
Today was fun.
It was.
Thanks for hanging
thanks,
out with us.
Thanks for letting me share.
Of course. All that good stuff. Sunday, we'll see you on the Calvary campus, 1 to 3. Come hang out.
That's right.
Meet Mitch's baby girl.
She's so gorgeous.
I know.
DJ.
Exciting. Exciting stuff, man. On the way, the silent comedy and more. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Careful traffic.
And now the final traffic break of the morning.
Ah!
With us, Team Awesome Morning Party. Let's take a look.
That's us, yo.
We have construction, Paseo, and I-25. It looks like 25 south around Osuna, Pan American. Is down to about 28 miles an hour. It looks like just congestion. But over on Coors at Namaste. I don't know. Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
There's congestion over here at Coors. And it's like down to 8 miles an hour. So I don't know what's up with that. Maybe there's a light there. Maybe there's an unreported accident. I'm not sure. But if you're going south on Coors, you might run into that. Also, there's road construction Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That, my friends, is yo look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm seriously going to do this, guys.
Yeah.
I was talking about favorites.
Yep.
I have to compile a top 10 list.
You do.
Because I always say, dude, top 10, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are forcing me to actually come up with my real list.
Yep. I'm up to number 7.
I can't put them in order. Is that okay? I've got like the number one all time. Everything else is just going to kind of flow in.
That's okay.
We got a lot of comments on
Facebook.
Yeah,
we do. I want to read some of them. Laura says, Lion King. She loves lions and Timon and Pumbaa. Best movie ever. Princess Mononoke. Isn't that like
Princess Mononoke.
Okay. Directed by master storyteller Hayao Miyazaki. Best animated musical score. It's like Ferngully with fangs.
That is a really good movie.
Deja Vu. Best done action movie with time travel. Denzel Washington. Awesomeness.
Oh, Denzel.
Star Trek First Contact. Fantastic dialogue and epic Borg action.
Yeah.
Kate and Leopold. Best chick flick ever. Great dialogue. Plausible time travel. Booyah. Aaron says The Green Mile, Shawshank Redemption, Lord of the Rings, Dancing with Wolves, Band of Brothers. Band of Brothers is a TV show, right?
Yep.
But I guess if you group it all, maybe. I don't know. Josiah says Nightmare Before Christmas, Oliver and Company, The Dark Knight, Back to the Future 2, and The Princess Bride. See, I have compiled the Back to the Future trilogy into one space.
How can you do
it's
that?
It's number 7, because it is a complete saga. It all fits together. It's like one giant movie.
Yeah.
Literally, because they all run together. It's pretty cool. I like that. Justina says, My Neighbor Totoro. Hayao Miyazaki is awesome. That's the second movie by him that someone's mentioned. Magnificent Seven. Yojimbo. The Sting. Tombstone.
Oof. Good list.
Amber says, The Princess Bride. How to Train Your Dragon. Return of the Jedi. Enchanted. And Chicago. She likes musicals.
And Return of the Jedi.
Movie says Lord of the Rings, movies 1, 2, and 3, Avengers, and Iron Man 3. See, Iron Man number 1, is it supposed to be in my list? It's really good.
Man.
It's really good.
Yeah, because so far on my list of like comic book films,
mm-hmm.
I've got 2. Scott Pilgrim and Hellboy 2, The Golden Army.
Right. Sean says Starship Troopers... appeals to his longing to go to space and hate of bugs, so he likes that one. RoboCop, the original. He says a crime-fighting android with a sweet handgun is even better. Robots are awesome. So RoboCop's like next level. A Knight's Tale, he really likes Shannon Sossman. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, best Michael Cera movie. Total Recall, original. Mars falls into that longing for going out into space. Go see Interstellar, man. Also, Bill Peterson. He says Ferris Bueller's Day Off because it's been his life and it's genius funny. Number 2, Braveheart because it's a man's movie. Number 3, The Princess Bride because it teaches you how to love as you wish.
Oh!
Napoleon Dynamite because it's real life and Planes, Trains, and Automobiles because he's really old.
Stop it. Dude, talking favorite Disney movies all time?
Yeah.
I'd say, there's like this weird, can I say Aladdin is my favorite hand-drawn animated film of all time. My favorite
Toy Story 3.
Meet the Robinsons.
That was a good one.
I cry every time.
What about The Incredibles?
It's a fantastic
film.
What
about The Sixth Sense or A Lady in the Water?
Well, seeing you just said another one that I'm like, wait, that's got to be on my top 10 because I think one of the greatest movies ever done, Unbreakable.
That's enough. Or Signs. I loved Signs.
Yeah. Dude, Lady in the Water was incredible.
But see, I got a couple more comedies floating around. Like, I thoroughly liked Wedding Crashers. I know it's kind of bad, but that movie made me laugh so hard. And, not true of you, but Bridesmaids? Man, I lose it when I watch that movie. I thought that movie was awesome.
Hated it.
That's one of the few movies where I was, like, crying.
I have
laughing.
No comedies on my list.
It's because your life is a comedy.
Maybe that's it.
Or is
Maybe
it a tragedy?
It. Oh, gosh. Static!
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Dave!
Hey, are we talking favorite movies ever?
Yes.
Okay, everybody has skipped over the best movie ever made.
What was it?
The Village.
I said Unbreakable.
I love that movie. It wouldn't be
Village
in my top 10, but I love that movie.
Incredible love story.
It's my all-time favorite movie.
It's a good movie.
So it's The Village, Signs, Unbreakable, Lady in the Water, I'm out.
There you go. Lady in the Water, also genius.
What about
I
The
love
Sixth
that
Sense?
Movie. Oh, and Sixth Sense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That one too.
You like some M. Night
what
Shyamalan?
What about Devil?
Oh. Hey, Devil.
What about what?
So
that movie was terrifying. Devil?
Oh, Devil was incredible.
What about The Happening?
Oh, gosh.
No, The Happening sucks.
Everybody's
Get
like,
out. I have a theory on The Happening.
Let's hear it. What happened?
So he was making these incredible movies, right?
Yeah.
And he was still getting all kinds of critiques and the critics hated him even when he's making these incredible movies. So I think that if you watch that movie again, it doesn't make sense from all of his other movies. The cinematography is off. The acting is off. It's just weird. So I think his theory was, oh, okay, you want to see a terrible movie? Here's, you know, give me $100 million. I'll show you a terrible movie. And he basically blew their money on that movie.
So the twist was he actually made a terrible movie. That was the twist. The twist was he went meta on everybody and just made a bad movie.
Yep. Pretty much.
Because his movies are good, but everybody was saying they were bad because they were formulaic.
Right.
I get that.
Dude, The Village, greatest movie ever.
What makes you like that movie so much?
The cinematography is amazing. The acting is amazing. The soundtrack, holy crap. Mm. It's amazing. It's one of the most beautiful soundtracks you'll ever hear. And people are like, oh, that movie wasn't scary. Bull crap. When we were in the theater... And that thing turned around and ran at Ivy with its claws. Oh, my gosh.
That
people
was intense.
Were screaming. The end was perfect. Dude, it was just, it's just amazing all the way around. And here's what I classify as great movies. Because I own a lot of movies, but movies that I will watch over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Those are great movies.
Yep. There
I
you
like
go.
That. I like that.
So,
The Matrix.
You're the best. You're the best.
All right. There you go. David.
David.
So
David.
Far, I've got 12 movies on my top 10 list.
Really?
13, maybe.
13, maybe.
Static.
Mello.
Hey, Bull Boy.
Dude, I can... Mad Max, Super Troopers.
Dude,
all the Lethal Weapons, all the Die Hards, all the Rockies I can watch. But...
That's funny.
Yeah, Super Troopers is my comedy. That thing is... Very funny. Don't watch it, kids, if you're listening.
That's true.
But it is a great movie. And I just had to call, too, man, because the 6 o'clock hour this morning had me rolling, man.
What are you talking about? What happened?
Just when George Michael came on, dude, and when, Mateo, you said something about you and your sister used to dance to it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny?
Right, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I don't have any sisters, but on my dad's side of the family, when I used to visit my dad, nothing but girl cousins, and we used to do skits. We did Parents Just Don't Understand. We did, we used to dress up, and they used to play paper dolls, cut out magazines, and use them as dolls. Oh, dude, we got issues, bro.
We got issues. We used to do skits and crap, too.
Gosh. Thriller was my thing.
That's awesome.
We did Thriller over and over and over at my house.
Man, when you were a kid, you were unencumbered.
There you go. Thanks, Bull Boy.
Hey, Mad Max and Super Troopers, that's mine for today.
Dude, right, Mad Max, Road Warrior, yes.
All of them, yeah.
Yes. Nicely done.
I love you guys. Have a good one.
Bro. Love you.
Later. I got 15 movies on my top 10 list.
Now? You added 3 more?
Gosh, immediately it was like... Doop, 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 doop.
You know, I've noticed, and it's interesting...
16, because I didn't even put The Princess Bride on
there. We haven't had any overtly Christian movies get posted.
What are you talking about?
Like as favorites. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody said, like, God's not dead. Nobody said...
Hellboy 2!
No, Steve-O. No. That doesn't count.
Okay.
Wait, you said Courageous was on your list, right?
Oh, man. Why you gotta do that to me?
Why you gotta be so rude?
Actually, tomorrow, Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas comes out, and it was a well-done film.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. It releases tomorrow. We should air our interview with Kirk Cameron tomorrow.
We should re-air the interview.
Yeah, tomorrow's
that's a good
new
idea.
Film releases.
We'll do that. We'll re-air
Speaking
the interview.
Of movies.
Spaceballs, says Kevin.
Dude.
Yes.
Speaking comedies. Gosh, I have 15 movies on my top 10 and I don't have a single comedy.
Doug, did you tell us any of yours? Do you want to? Okay. Let's let Doug talk.
Let's
look at him
Doug
over there. He's so sad in there. Somebody called him a terrorist this morning. Poor Doug.
Hello.
Hey Dougie.
Doug. All right. Number one, Bull Durham.
Oh, okay.
Hands down.
Bull Durham. Did you hear that? That's his number one.
And then after that, I go Die Hard. The original.
On my list!
Die Hard's there. Gotta go with Anchorman.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after that, Anchorman, I'll go Old School.
Yeah.
And then, probably Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I like that. Ferris Bueller's Day Off is... And then you got, like, That Thing You Do is floating around out there for me.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. That's Tim Skipper's favorite movie of all time.
Yeah, and I don't even have it. I just realized, like, Tom Hanks wise. See, there's so many lists.
So many Tom Hanks movies.
So
man.
Many lists.
So many Tom Hanks movies. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Tom Hanksgiving is coming up.
Oh!
Thanksgiving. We'll be talking about that. Gosh, so good.
Thank you, Doug.
So good.
You're
Thanks,
the man.
Douglas.
Ever the man with the plan, Mr. Doug. Can we start calling him Mr. Doug?
I have 18
Doug?
Movies on my top 10 list.
18? You can't have in a top 10. That's 8 extra.
My 18 top 10 list.
You got to make a decision.
Return of the Jedi, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Point Break, Hellboy 2, True Romance, Happy Gilmore, Jerry Maguire, Alien, Harvey, Godfather 2, Unbreakable, Scott Pilgrim, Terminator 2, The Matrix, Casablanca, Die Hard, Gremlins, and The Princess Bride.
Gremlins.
We watch it every year for Christmas.
Yep.
We so Die Hard and Gremlins would be like, oh, these are my favorite Christmas movies. There's got to be like subcategories. Didn't even mention Top Gun.
What about Days of Thunder?
No.
Cold Trickle, baby.
If we're talking Tom Cruise, my number one all-time Tom Cruise movie
Jerry
is Jerry
Maguire. Knew it.
Period.
It. Knew it.
You
Called
did
it.
Know it.
I knew it.
Even though I know every word to Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. You want to go? Watch.
Yes, let's go.
That's how it starts, right? And then you've got the F-14 flying in. And so then it's like, the guy's like waving, and it's like credits are still going at this point. Right?
I'm Nicole Kidman!
No, that's Far
Be
and Away.
Be my boyfriend!
That's Far and Away. Which, by the way, Far and Away was a fantastic
Stand
movie.
On that stool to kiss me!
Static!
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, you guys have forgotten a couple of movies.
Dude, please help us. We forget a lot, trust me.
Big Trouble in Little China
is
probably
gosh.
One of the best action comedies ever. And then you've got Inception, like Leonardo DiCaprio actually learned how to act.
What? Bro, Leo's always been a good actor, bro.
Oh, you ready for this, guys?
No, I'm talking about he actually learned how to act in an action movie.
I got you. Okay.
You know what's in my top 20 for real?
Titanic.
Yep. It's in there.
Thanks for the call.
All right,
Some
thank
good
you.
Reminders, man, because we didn't even say, you know what else we're missing?
Alien.
I mean, come on.
Ghostbusters?
No, I said Alien.
Okay, you said Alien. Ghostbusters?
Bill Murray, where's he on that list?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Best Bill Murray movies? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Saying 505-338-3700.
Where's your Adam Sandler movies?
I said it right there, Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, okay.
That's the one. See, that and Dumb and Dumber go back and forth.
You know what my favorite Adam Sandler movie is? Ready?
The Wedding Singer.
Mr. Deeds.
Oh, dude.
I love Mr. Deeds.
Hey.
I love that movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Doug, you are underestimating the sneakiness.
Yeah?
Every day you are. You
we
crazy
didn't mention,
man.
What about like... Oh, no. It's not on the top
I also
ten.
Love The Wedding Singer.
Because I thought of... You said that and I thought of Tron Legacy because I love Jeff Bridges. He is an incredible actor.
Tron Legacy is not in
He's
my
He's got to be in like the list.
Well, then...
A Jeff Bridges film.
Well, you know, most people...
Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that that's his best work.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Man, we gotta go. Theology Thursday on the way next. We're gonna keep this going. Thanksgiving is coming up.
Thanksgiving.
We'll talk Tom Hanks and greatest movies.
Yep.
We'll figure it out.
Guys, we're not airing. We're not doing Theology Thursday live today. We have a lot of... Gosh, so many people have commented in the past couple of minutes.
Right.
Armageddon. Okay, so we're not airing a brand new one. Because we have a lot of computer automation issues
yes.
that are getting done. So this will be a replay. But we already had somebody email or Facebook us a question. So we'll try to get to it next week.
Last of the Mohicans! Oh, Legends of the Fall!
March of the Penguins!
Dogs and cats living together!
16 candles!
Gosh, you guys keep the list going.
The Mummy movies?
Facebook.com.
What happened?
/MyStaticRadio. Get there. We'll keep this list going, and we'll update it for Thanksgiving.
It's coming up.
That's it for us. We'll see you guys again mañana.
Goodbye.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye again.
Static. I'm afraid of no ghosts. I hear it likes to kiss.